God's Aeonian Purpose, Chapter 5. The Kingdom of the Scriptures, by Adlai Maudi. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will come to pass, as in heaven, on the earth also, Matthew 6:10. It cannot be gainsaying that God, in his purpose of the aeons which he makes in Christ Jesus, our Lord, has proposed to set up, or establish, a kingdom on the earth in which his will is to be done as it is in heaven. But as to the character of this kingdom, its establishment, capital city, ruling people, law, subject lands and peoples, there is untold confusion and controversy. The literature of Christendom is groaning under the weight of the tremendous mass of expositions which have been written and published on the subject. I wish to assure my readers, immediately, that I do not propose to criticize or correct what has been taught, but simply desire to set forth some constructive teaching gathered from God's Word that clarified the subject for myself, suggesting it for the consideration of truth lovers. Character of the Kingdom. Under this heading we propose to ascertain from the Scriptures the character of the kingdom God has purposed to establish on the earth. That is, to see whether it is to be a literal kingdom in the common use of the term, as applied to earthly dominions, or whether it denotes simply an invisible, spiritual sovereignty. We are aware that little can be accomplished by theorizing, therefore we propose to appeal to the sacred Scriptures for all evidence, insisting that what God has revealed is final and conclusive. In the Scriptures, we have the term kingdom used some 220 times relative to earthly dominions like that of Israel, Judah, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Egypt, Assyria, etc. All are agreed as to the meaning of such kingdom expressions. But when such phrases as the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of God are used, immediately we are face to face with a fog of confusing opinions. Take, for example, the expression the kingdom of the heavens. It occurs 32 times in Matthew's account, and is found nowhere else in the Scriptures. We are asked to believe that it refers to the church and our destiny in heaven. Yet I insist that patient, sober-minded consideration of the spirit of prophecy will reveal the matter to be entirely otherwise. By going to the 2nd and 7th chapters of Daniel, we will find the divine explanation of the phrase, showing why it has been so easy to ignoring these scriptures. In the 2nd chapter of Daniel, 4 great world kingdoms are typified by a great image, and after Daniel has interpreted its meaning, we have this significant statement: in the days of those kings the God of the heavens is setting up a kingdom which shall not be pawned for the aeon. And the kingdom shall not be left to another people. It is crushing and terminating all these kingdoms, and it shall rise for the aeons, Dan 2:44. To sum up the evidence of this passage so as to clearly grasp its full meaning, at once, relative to the character of the kingdom the God of heaven is going to set up, we get this: 1. The 4 kingdoms typified in the image are worldwide dominions. 2. The 4th kingdom shall be divided. 3. And in the days of those kings, the 10 toe divisions of the divided 4th world kingdom. 4. Shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. 5. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. 6. And it shall rise for the aeons. Here we have the assurance that the God of heaven has purposed to set up a kingdom, that it is to break in peace and consume all other kingdoms, have world dominion and stand for the aeons. With this much evidence secured, let us study the 7th chapter of Daniel. The 7th chapter of Daniel. Notes on the translation. 1. In year 1 of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel perceives a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he writes the dream, summarizing the declarations. 2. Daniel responds and says, although the concordant version remains a tentative translation, a further contribution is now available from the publishers in their 1968 version of Daniel. 1. The LXX for Babylon has Chaldeans and omits summarizing the declarations. 2. The LXX omits responds and says, has heaven for heavens. I come to perceive in my vision by night, and behold. four winds of the heavens rushing forth to the vast sea, three and four monstrous animals coming up from the sea, differing from one another. For the foremost is as a lioness with a vulture's wings. I come to perceive further that her wings are scraped smooth and she is lifted up from the earth and is set upon her feet as a mortal and the heart of a mortal is being granted to her. 3. The LXX is wild beast for animal throughout. Both the Chaldee and the Greek speak of the animals as feminine throughout. 4. The LXX is human for mortal throughout. The word for scraped smooth is used of the burnishing of weapons, the shaving of the head and beard. 5. And behold, another animal, a second, like a bear. And one part is set up. And 3 ribs are in her mouth between her teeth. And so they say to her, rise. Eat much flesh. 5. The word part is taken from the LXX. The Chaldee occurs only here. In Hebrew it would mean superintendency. The word ribs is also taken from the LXX. In Hebrew it would mean a sup. It seems related to a Hebrew word which means a cell. 6. In place of this I came to perceive, and, behold, another, as a leopard, and she has 4 flyers' wings on her arched back. And the animal has 4 heads, and authority is granted to her. 6. After another the LXX adds wild beast, and as over her fur on her arched back. 7. In place of this I come to perceive in the visions of the night, and behold, a 4th animal, terrible and awful, and excessively forceful, and she has monstrous iron teeth, eating and pulverizing, and she tramples the remainder with her feet. And she is different from all of the animals before her, and she has 10 horns. 7. The LXX emits in the visions of the night. 8. I come to consider the horns, and lo, another bit of a horn comes up between them. And the 3 foremost horns are felled to stumps from before it, and lo, in this horn are eyes as the eyes of a mortal, and a mouth declaring monstrous things. 9. I come to perceive further that the thrones are placed, and the transferer of days is sitting, whose clothing is pale as snow, and the hair of his head is immaculate wool. His throne is as flaring flame, his roll as flashing flame. 10. In front a river of flame is issuing before him. Thousands of thousands are officiating before him and 10,000 10,000s are rising before him. Adjudication is sitting, and the scrolls are opened. 9. Placed is literally cast, for oriental thrones consisted of cushions cast on the floor. There is no thought of age in the word usually rendered ancient. Its Hebrew equivalent is translated durable, drawn from arrogance, grievous things, stiff, hard things. The verb is usually removed, and once copied out. The central thought seems to be transfer. The transferer of days seems to denote the one who transfers earth's dominions from man Z.A. to Jehovah Z.A. in the day of God. 10. The LXX is to him for before him, and present for rise. 11. I come to perceive then the sound of the monstrous declarations that the horn is declaring. I come to perceive further that the animal is dispatched and her body destroyed and granted to the glowing fire. 12. And the remainder of the animals have their authority taken away and the lengthening of life is granted to them till the stated time and season. 11. The LXX has great words for monstrous declarations, and talking for declaring, and amidst I come to perceive. 12. The LXX has season and season for stated time and season. 13. I come to perceive in the visions of the night, and behold, with the clouds of the heavens, he arrives as the son of a mortal. And further, he reaches the transferer of days, and they bring him near before him. 14. And to him is granted authority, and esteem, and a kingdom, and all the peoples, the races, the languages are serving him. His authority is an aeonian authority which passes not away, and his kingdom that has not pawned. 13. The LXX is heaven for heavens, and coming for arrives. 14. The LXX is tribes for races, and slaving for serving, and paralyze for pass away. It has decay for be pawned, which is used for want of a better term. The root means pledge, and suggests that the kingdom will not be under obligations to other realms or the powers of evil. 15 My spirit shudders in its body sheath I, Daniel, and the visions of my head flurry me. 16 I approach one of those who rise, and I petition him concerning the certainty of all this. And he says to me, making me know the interpretation of the declarations, 16 The Alexetzes stand firm for rise, and seek to learn the exactness for petition concerning the certainty, and comparison of the words for interpretation of the declarations. 17 Single quote THESE monstrous animals they are for our four kings which shall rise from the earth. 18 And the saints of the supremacies shall receive the kingdom and shall safeguard the kingdom for the aeon and for the aeon of the aeons. 17 The Alexex emits monstrous, and has kingdoms for kings, which seems the better reading, and adds which shall be taken away. 18 The word rendered most high in this chapter, verses 18,22, 25,27, is plural. As the singular is supreme, this suggests a reference to the supreme positions belonging to Israel's saints in the kingdom. The Alexex is highest, and retained for safeguard, and amidst for the aeon. 19 Then I would have the certainty concerning the fourth animal, that comes to be different from all the others, excessively terrifying, her teeth of iron, and her claws of copper, eating, pulverizing, and trampling the remainder with her feet. 20 And concerning the ten horns that are in her head, and another that comes up, and the three before it fall, even the same horn with eyes and a mouth declaring monstrous things, and its appearance is larger than its partners. 19 The Alexetzes seek exactly they have the certainty and adds wild beast after all. 20 The Alexetzes shakes off the first ones, Alex. Miz adds three of that horn for the three preceding fall, even the same horn, and has great words for declaring monstrous things, and has the rest for its partners. 21 I come to perceive, and the same horn is making an attack on the saints, and is able to defeat them. 22 Till the transferer of days arrives, and adjudication is granted to the saints of the supremacies, and the stated time is reached, and the saints safeguard the kingdom. 21 The Alexetzes battle for attack. 22 The Alexetzes old for transferer, and highest for supremacies, and season for stated time, and retained for safeguard. 23 So he says, single quote THE fourth animal is the fourth kingdom coming on the earth, that is different from all other kingdoms. It shall eat all the earth, and thresh it, and pulverize it. 24 And the ten horns from this kingdom are ten kings who will be arising, and another shall be rising after them, and it is different from the preceding, and he shall abase three kings. 25 Then shall declare a declaration to set aside the supreme, and shall wear out the saints of the supremacies, and he shall mean to alter stated times and edicts. And they are granted into his hand for a season and two seasons and the distribution of a season. 26 And the adjudication sits and they take away its authority, to exterminate and to destroy until the termination. 23 The Alexex is superior for different, and trample for thresh, and gash for pulverize. 24 The Alexex omits from this kingdom, and reads is exceeding in evil all those in front of it for it is different from the preceding. 25 The Alexex is talking words against the highest, for shall declare a declaration to set aside the supreme, and as highest for supremacies, and her seasons and law for stated times and edicts, and as half for the distribution. 26 The Alexex is sovereignty for authority, and consummation for termination. 27 And the kingdom and the authority and the majesty of the kingdom under all the heavens is granted to the people of the saints of the supremacies. The kingdom is an aeonian kingdom, and all authorities shall serve and hearken to it. 27 The Alexex is heaven for heavens, amidst people of, as highest for supremacies, as sovereignties for authorities, and slaving for serving. 28 Thus far is the termination of the declaration, I, Daniel, my thoughts flurry me much, and my aspect is altering on me, and I preserve the declaration in my heart. 28 The LXX as word or matter for declaration, and reasonings for thoughts, and form for aspect. The helpful evidence that may be summed up from this long passage is as follows. 1. The four large animals, coming up out of the great sea, typify kings, v.17, and kingdoms that shall be in the earth, v.23. 2. The fourth animal shall be diverse from all the animals that were before it, with reference to position, not time, and had 10 horns, v.7. 3. The 10 horns of that kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, v.24. 4. Another horn shall arise after them having eyes and a mouth declaring monstrous things against the Supreme, v.25. 5. He shall make war, v.21, and wear out the saints, v.25. 6. The transferer of days came, v.22. 7. And with the clouds of heaven one like the Son of Man came, v.13. 8. Adjudication is sitting and the scrolls are opened, VSS. 10:26. 9. The horn speaking great things had his dominion taken away and consumed to the end, VSS. 11, 26. 10. And unto him, the Son of Mankind, was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, races and languages should serve him, v.14. 11. And the time arrived that the saints should possess the kingdom, v.22. 12. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under all the heavens shall be given to the people of the saints, and the kingdom is an aeonian kingdom and all dominions shall serve and obey it, v.27. Now, by summarizing the evidence gained from our study of these two chapters, relative to the character of the kingdom, we have the following. 1. The God of the heavens has purposed to set up a kingdom, 244. 2. In the days of those kings, 244, the 10 toe divisions of the divided fourth world kingdom, 241, 42. 3. The 10 horns of that kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, 724. 4. Another horn shall arise after them having eyes and a mouth speaking against the Supreme, 720-25. 5. He shall make war and wear out the saints, 725. 6. The transferer of days comes, 722, and with the clouds of heaven one like a Son of Man came, 713. 7. Adjudication takes its seat and the horn declaring monstrous things had his dominion taken away and consumed unto the end, 711, 26. 8. And to the Son of Mankind was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, races and languages should serve him, 714. 9. And his kingdom shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, 244. 10. All dominions shall serve and obey him, 727, and his kingdom shall rise for the aeons, 244. 11. The time arrives for the saints to safeguard the kingdom, and adjudication is granted to the saints of the supremacies, 722. 12. And the kingdom and authority and the majesty of the kingdom under all the heavens shall be given to the people of the saints, 727. Surely no one need to err in the face of all this evidence as to the expression, the kingdom of the heavens, used by Matthew. It is a literal kingdom to be set up by the God of heaven and will embrace all the kingdoms under the whole heaven. The expression calls attention to the source from whence the kingdom comes, the heavens, and the sphere where it is to operate under all the heavens, that is, on the earth. May it be noted that the expression, the kingdom of the heavens, lays emphasis on the physical and political aspects of the kingdom, while the expression, the kingdom of God, though spiritual and universal in its full and complete sense, is oftentimes used in speaking of the kingdom of the heavens, to emphasize the God of the heavens who sets up the kingdom, and to whom authority and sovereignty must be acknowledged by all who enter and enjoy its blessings. It emphasizes the spiritual aspects of the kingdom on earth in which the will of God is to be done as it is in heaven. Its establishment. Under this heading, the establishment of the kingdom, much confusion reigns as to when it is to be set up. Some claim it has already been set up, while others do not. Again, we appeal to the scriptures concerning the matter. In the second and seventh chapters of Daniel, which we have been studying, the following evidence may be gathered relative to the setting up of the kingdom. 1. The God of heaven has purposed to set up a kingdom, 244. 2. In the days of those kings, 244, that is, the divided kingdom of the ten toes, 241, 42. 3. Which is the fourth animal kingdom in the earth, the ten horns of which are ten kings that shall arise, 723, 24. 4. And another horn or king will arise after them, and he will be diverse from the former ones, 724. 5. He will speak great words against the Supreme, 725. 6. And he will wear out the saints, 725. 7. But with the clouds of heaven one like the Son of Mankind came, 713. 8. And to him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, races, and languages should serve him, 714. 9. And his dominion, the horn king that arises after the ten and speaks great words against the Supreme, will be taken away, to consume to the end, 726. 10. And the kingdom and the authority and the majesty of the kingdom under all the heavens shall be given to the saints, 722, 27. 11. His kingdom is an aeonian kingdom and all the dominions shall serve and obey it, 727. From this summary we see that the kingdom which the God of the heavens has purposed to set up is still in the future. Because the days of those kings - the divided ten-toe kingdom, the fourth worldwide animal kingdom with its ten horn kings, and the other horn king which arises after them, speaking great things against the Supreme, making war and wearing out the saints, Daniel's people, Israelites, Dan.9, 24, has never occurred. Asterisk. We are fully aware of the current notion and arguments which try to identify Rome as the fourth beast kingdom of the image in the second chapter of Daniel. But let us remember Daniel is setting before us world dominions, and Rome, in its widest extent, never realized the boundaries of Alexander. It never possessed world dominion. It did not hold Babylon. The Euphrates practically marked its eastern boundary. Rome also began as a republic, and not a monarchy. Furthermore, the fourth wild beast kingdom of Daniel's image arises with ten horns, hence all attempts to adapt it to Roman history are futile. For further information on this point of the subject, we recommend the 464-page book Concordance Studies in the Book of Daniel, published by the Concordant Publishing Concern. Neither has one like the Son of Mankind come with the clouds of heaven, taking dominion from a world monarch. Neither have the kingdoms under the whole heaven been broken to pieces and consumed to an end. Neither has the time arrived for judgment and dominion to be given to the saints of the people of the Supreme, when they possess the kingdom. The saints of the Most High, spoken of by Daniel, should ever be borne in mind as referring to Daniel's people, Israelites, Dan.9, 24, 12, 1. Daniel knew of no other saints, and no other people have been promised the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven as the royal priesthood of Jehovah. This we will enlarge upon later. So that, with the evidence before us, there is no other conclusion at which we may arrive, in harmony with the scriptures, but that the kingdom of the heavens has not as yet been established on the earth. Instead of following traditional and erroneous teachings contrary to the mind of inspiration, may God grant us the grace to follow what has been revealed, and seek the solution to all these problems in the sacred scriptures and rectify our teaching accordingly. The capital city. When the God of heaven sets up his kingdom on the earth, there will of necessity be a capital city, from which the king's laws and decisions will be given forth, affecting all mankind on the earth. The scriptures abound with evidence that Jehovah has chosen Jerusalem to be the capital city of the kingdom of the heavens on the earth. It is to be rebuilt on the site of the old and made resplendent with all his glory. Jer 30:18-22, Zech 43:2-9. It will be the seat of government, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2:2-3, Joel 3:16. Zechiel tells us that the name of the city in that day will be Jehovah Shammah, that is, the Lord Jehovah is there, Zech 4:8-35, while Zechariah calls it the city of truth, Zech 8:1-7. Then shall many peoples and strong nations come to seek and worship Jehovah of hosts in Jerusalem, Zech 8:22. The ruling people. As far back as Exodus 19:5-6, we find Jehovah proposing to make the sons of Israel a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. They are to be a royal priesthood, kings to rule the nations for him, and priests to bring the nations to him. And be it remembered that to no other people has such a promise ever been made. Telling his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He does not so in every nation, and they know naught of his judgments. PSA 147:19-20. For I myself wish to be anathema from Christ for my brethren, my kin according to the flesh, who are Israelites, whose is the sonship, and the glory and the covenants and the legislation and the divine service and the promises, Rom 9:3-4. And the stated time is reached, and the saints safeguard the kingdom, Dan 7:22. And the kingdom and the authority and the majesty of the kingdom under all the heavens is granted to the people of the saints of the supremacies, Dan 7:27. These scriptures clearly designate the people of the saints of the Most High to be the ruling people of the kingdom. They are Israelites in whom there is no guile, the little flocklet, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a secured people. To them is the kingdom, dominion and greatness of the kingdom under all the heavens promised, Luke 12:32, 1 Peter 2:9. The law. Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem, Isaiah 2:2-3. The inflexible law of righteousness will characterize the kingdom reign, in which judgment will be immediate and summary. Righteousness will reign and sin will be suppressed. The Sermon on the Mount, instead of being misapplied, spiritualized and formalized as is done in Christendom today, will be the kingdom code in the day of Jehovah, when the kingdom of the heavens is established on the earth. It is then that Israel will fulfill that royal law as Jehovah has ordained they should, James 2:8-13, Lev 1:9-18, Jer 3:1-23-40, Heb 8:6-12, and teach all nations as he directs them, Map 2:8-18:20. Subject lands and peoples. Palestine will be made like the Garden of Eden, Zech 36:35, and inhabited by the sons of Israel, made one nation in the land of their fathers, to dwell therein, they and their children, and their children's children for the aeon, when Jehovah shall hallow them, setting his tabernacle in the midst of them, and be their God and they shall be his people. Zech 37:21-28, 39:21-29. The royal grant of land given unto their father Abraham is more than 8 times larger than that which was formerly occupied by the 12 tribes. It extends from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates. Gen. 1:5-18. Zechiel fixes its northern boundary at Hamath, about 100 miles north of Damascus, and its southern boundary at Kadesh, about 100 miles south of Jerusalem. Zech 48:1-28. With Israel established in their land as the royal priesthood to Jehovah, the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under all the heavens shall be given to them. Dan 7:26. Thus says Lord Jehovah, lo, I shall lift up my hands to the nations, and I shall raise my ensign to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom pouches, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders, and kings become your foster fathers, and their kephesses your wet nurses. They shall bow down to you, face to the earth, and shall lick up the soil of your feet. Isaiah 49:22-23. And aliens stand and feed your sheep, and sons of a foreigner are your farmers and vineyardists. And you shall be called priests of Jehovah and shall be termed ministers of our God. You shall eat the estate of the nations and by their glory you shall be changed. Isaiah 61:5-6. All this gives us a vivid glimpse of the time when all kingdoms, dominions, peoples, and nations will be the made subject to Israel as the royal priesthood of Jehovah, when they will dispense his blessings till the knowledge of the glory of Jehovah shall fill the earth as the waters form a covering for the sea. Summary. This chapter is not intended as an exhaustive treatment of the subject under consideration, but a suggestive outline of scriptural declarations that the God of heaven has purposed to set up a literal kingdom on the earth, Jerusalem to be the capital city, and Israel as the royal priesthood, dispensing justice by his inflexible law of righteousness set forth in the Sermon on the Mount, with all kingdoms, dominions, people, and nations as subjects. Further evidence for each heading of our subject may be gathered from the scriptures by those desiring it. However, we deem what has been given as sufficient, believing that when God speaks, he will perform. Now the question arises, in the fullness of time, Messiah, the King of Israel, came, and the kingdom of the heavens was proclaimed as having drawn near. Why was it not set up? Why was the kingdom not restored to Israel according to the promises? But we are anticipating. The answer must await our next installment - the adjustment of the aeons. Copyright Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to main index page.